Hi, this is Mark DeClive-Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, dial 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
Are you in love like me with radio station WGXC? We can't survive like bees on honey. Every 6 months, we need more money. The drive will go on for many more days or until $15,000 we raise. Oh, yes, please don't be late. Call 622-2598. When you have a radio, when you have a studio, you must pay rent. You can't run a radio station out of a tent. Air conditioning and heat eat up donations at both the Catskill and Acres locations. And whether you like Irish country or rap, some part of our money goes as fees to ASCAP. So you can see where we can't be sedate. Call us on the phone in area code 518. Host volunteering keep expenses down with the least expensive station in this town. Hosts come in weekly to do their shows in summer heat and in winter snows, and for an hour or two hold down the fort. So don't you call and give them support. Won't you call? And if we were a church, we'd be passing the plate. Call 622-2598. We wouldn't be looking for more if we had plenty, so please give us a 10 or 20. For our dilemma, there is only one solution, a tax-deductible contribution. To make donating not so hard, just give us the number of your credit card. We also take cash or personal checks. It will be used for everyday projects. So some old equipment we will update if you call 622-2598. If we don't get enough, we are out on a ledge. Please don't you call and make a pledge. And tell all your neighbours and your friends to listen each day till the pledge drive ends. When the final total goes over the top, this year's pledge drive will come to a stop. So you see, it's important that you donate. Please call 622-2598. And that's in the 518 area code.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Annie Reynolds of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello, and welcome to this month's episode of the Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting live from the Catskill Studio, Catskill, New York. This is an unusual location here on the event of showing off this wonderful new studio as it's expanding and participating in winter solstice celebration here. There's quite a lot of people walking around out there. It's a lot more to look at from where I'm standing than where I usually do my show from. So thanks for tuning in. Again. And you also... I appreciate you also supporting the station as you have been keeping us going. It's a listener-supported community radio station for Green and Columbia counties here. Call in for requests and for donations, and stay tuned because I'm here for the hour playing the sounds that you've come here for.
It doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, I like things to mean some things. Don't you find the sherry rather an unusual flavour?
Nothing.
I rather like it, but it's not new enough.
The old song's very good, it only one time.
Oh, it has.
You really well have. I thought it
had. Oh, no.
Thank you. I'm a father of 14 kids. Don't laugh when I say it. Yeah, I've got nine kids living, and I've got five dead. Had a pretty hard time through my life, trying to raise a family, which I've raised a pretty fair family, which I'm proud of. I work through community actions over at Beaver, Kentucky. Pretty well keeps me busy, which I delight. Anything I can do to help working with poor people. From all of you young people, a story I will tell A fate of Floyd Collins, a lad we all knew well. His face was fair and handsome, his heart was true and brave. His body now is asleepin' in a lonely sandstone cave. How sad was the story, it fills her eyes with tears. In memory true, it will linger for many a year. A broken-hearted father who tried his boy to save will now weep tears of sorrow at the door of Floyd's cave. Oh, mother, don't you worry, dear father, don't be sad. I will tell you all my troubles and an awful dream I had. I dreamed that I was a prisoner, my life could not be saved. I cried, oh, must have fury within this silent cave. It was on that fatal morning when the sun rose in the sky. The workers ceased their digging, they bid him by and by. But oh, how sad was the ending, his life they could not save. His body now is asleepin' in a lonely sandstone cave. It was on that fatal morning when the sun rose in the sky. The workers ceased their digging, they bid him by and by. Young people, take warning, it's just for you and I. It may not be like Colin, but you and I must die. It may not be the lone sand cave in which we find our doom. Soon after life and judgment, us two must meet our doom.
All right. life is a wearisome one, although some say it's free from care. It's the swinging of an axe from morning till night in the forest wild and distressed. For sleeping in our bunks without cheer, when the cold winter winds do blow, but as soon as the morning star does appear, to the wild woods we must go. And for that we are from the lady so fair, to the banks of some lonely stream, where the wolf bear now with their terrifying howl, disturb the night. When your dear her spirit for to cheer, while we're in those woods so wild, pour a glass of whiskey shone while we're in the woods alone, for to pass away our lonely I'll give o'er when I'm landed safe on shore, and I lead a different life. No more will I roam, but content to stay with a pretty little
more, yes, once more. E-u-k-nyem, yes-chor-as, yes-chor-daras, raz-av-yom-e-pe-yo-zum, I'm
So you've been listening to The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM live from the Catskill Studio in Catskill, New York. This is this wonderful community radio station, listener-supported community radio station. And I am going to update you on what you've been hearing. We started out with Mark Vernon, the object invoked has disconnected from its host. And somewhere in there, you were listening to Sun City Girls, 666, Three Teens Kill Four, Stay and Fight. That's a band of, it's a no wave band of David Wojnarowicz from about 1980. Two-ish. I think it lasted for about a month. There were some sounds from Aaron Zim that were playing kind of environmental sounds in support of a track from George Tucker. George Tucker from let's see, that was something called The Death of Floyd Collins, and as well some isolated vocals from Ian McCall singing Sea Shanty Boy, and most recently Paul Robeson singing something called Volga Boatman, and I don't know, maybe this maritime theme of shanties and boatmen has something to do with doing my show this unusual location right along Catskill Creek. Nonetheless, stay tuned for another, I'm just here for another half an hour. This is a monthly program called The Inhuman City, and I'm pleased to bring you more sounds. Right now, behind me, you're hearing Claire Rousset and Maurice and Afternoon Wine, and more songs coming up. Call in and tell me how, what you like, and pledge your support to keep this station thriving as it has been.
What? They stop at the rim of the ice edge to fish freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and out come Mrs. Protheroe and the firemen. It was on the afternoon of the day of Christmas Eve, and I was in Mrs. Protheroe's garden, waiting for cats with her son Jim. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, although there were no reindeers. But there were cats. Patient, cold, and callous, our hands wrapped in socks, we waited to snowball the cats. Sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling, they would slide and sidle over the white back garden walls, and the lynx-eyed hunters, Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasined trappers from Hudson Bay off Mumbles Road, would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes. The wise cats never appeared. We were so still, Eskimo-footed Arctic marksmen in the muffling silence of the eternal snows, eternal ever since Wednesday, that we never heard Mrs. Prothero's first cry from her igloo at the bottom of the garden. Or if we heard it at all, it was to us like the far-off challenge of our enemy and prey, the neighbor's polar cat. But soon the voice grew louder. Fire! Cried Mrs. Prothero, and she beat the dinner gong. And we ran down the garden with the snowballs in our arms towards the house, and smoke indeed was pouring out of the dining room, and the gong was bombolating, and Mrs. Prothero was announcing ruin like a town crier in Pompeii.
6 years. And man, I went to hell for 6 years, but thank God I got two beautiful daughters, and they both own their own homes. Their husbands are independent. And I'm a disabled veteran, and I'm out here doing what I want to do.
Down on 2nd Street now, Nikki, looking for a friend of ours. All of a sudden there's bright flash in the sky. People in uniforms, sense of steel. They don't understand what's happening.
No one really knows just where you've been. It's like a visitation. He sticks all his fingers in. He washes them like laundry. He washes them like sin. Oh man, I'm weary.
We left the club at 4 a.m. We were walking down the street. It's quiet at night. This car careened around the corner, burst into flames. Things have been so easy up till then.
I am just a young boy. Take away the atom bomb. Don't treat me like a science toy.
Dash for a shame. Light over the river. Burst into flames.
Whimpered at the sideboard and had some elderberry wine. The dog was sick. Auntie Dursey had to have 3 aspirins, but Auntie Hannah, who liked port, stood in the middle of the snowbound backyard, singing like a big bosom thrush. I would blow up balloons to see how big they would blow up to, and then when they burst, which they all did, the uncles jumped and rumbled. In the rich and heavy afternoon, the uncles breathing like dolphins and the snow descending, I would sit among festoons and Chinese lanterns and nibble dates and try to make the model man of war, following the instructions for little engineers, and produce what might be mistaken for a sea-going tramadol. Or I would go out, my bright new boots squeaking into the white world, onto the seaward hill, to call on Jim and Dan and Jack, and to pad through the still streets, leaving huge, deep footprints on the hidden tables. I bet people will think they've been hippos. What did you do if we saw a hippo coming down our street? I'd go like this, bang! I'd throw him over the railings and roll him down the hill, and then I'd tickle him under the ear and he'd wag his tail. What would you do if you saw two hippos? Iron flanked and bellowing he-hippos clanked and battered through the scudding snow towards us as we passed Mr. Daniel's house. Let's post Mr. Daniel a snowball through his letterbox. Let's write things in the snow. Let's write, Mr. Daniel looks like a spaniel all over his lawn. Or we walked on the white shore. Can the fishes see it snowing? The silent, one-clouded heavens drifted onto the sea. Now we were snow-blind travelers lost on the North Hills, and vast, dew-lapped dogs with flasks round their necks ambled and shambled up to us, baying excelsior. We returned home through the poor streets, where only a few children fumbled with bare red fingers in the wheel-rutted snow, and cats called after us, their voices fading away as we trudged uphill into the cries of the dock birds and the hooting of ships out in the whirling bay. And then at tea, the recovered uncles would be jolly, and the ice cake loomed in the center of the table like a marble grave. Auntie Hannah laced her tea with rum, because it was only once a year. Bring out the tall tales now, that we told by the fire as the gaslight bubbled like a diver.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM, coming live from Catskill, New York. This is the last show of the year, so tune in January for another exciting episode where you can hear sounds, songs, like what we've just recently been hearing, such as Dylan Thomas reading excerpts of Christmas carols accompanying Conrad Schnitzler from film music, or A-Frames from Black Forest. Currently some abstract percussion from the Sun City Girls. I'm going to have a last 2 minutes here, so just sit back and keep your radios tuned, and you never know what's next. See you next year. We'll be right back.